California lawmakers today unanimously approved a request for an audit of the legally questionable practice of sterilizing women inmates. As Capital Public Radio's Pauline Bartolone tells us, experts say it's part of the state's dark history with a discredited social philosophy.
Kimberly Jeffrey combs her son Noel's hair in her San Francisco living room.
This doesn't hurt, does it?
No!
She meets his energy with calm and adoration.
You know, when you have a baby, you just live, you start over life all over again. Because everything is new again.
Noelle's birth was not an easy time. While Kimberly was pregnant, she served a 6-month sentence at a state prison for petty theft. When it came time to deliver Noelle through a cesarean section, Kimberly was also confronted with the prospect of sterilization.
As I was laying on the operating table, moments before I went into surgery, he had made a statement. I'm not even quite sure if he was actually talking to me or if he was just making a general statement to all the medical staff that, okay, we're going to, you know, do this tubal ligation. And I said, hey, you know, I don't want any procedures done outside of the C-section.
Jeffrey refused the tubal ligation. But since 1997, hundreds of women inmates have undergone the procedure, which is supposed to be prohibited for California prisoners. California lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they're appalled.
We are all committed to getting to the bottom of this.
Democratic State Senator Hannah Beth Jackson spoke at a legislative hearing on the issue.
These antiquated notions and almost barbaric concepts are no longer.
Jackson is with the Legislative Women's Caucus, which called for an immediate investigation. In response, the Federal Receiver for Prison Health Care, Clark Kelso, produced a 1999 memo directing prison health care managers to include tubal ligation in postpartum care.
We don't know why. It's very long ago. We don't know why that particular decision was reached, but that was what doctors in the field were told.
After a court ruled human rights abuses were taking place under state leadership, a federal court took control of California prison health care. Yet even under federal authority, the prohibited procedures continued.
It seemed to me we had a real conflict of direction from headquarters.
Lawmakers say they're also concerned about the possibility of coercion. Senator Jackson wants the audit to reveal more about the circumstances of inmate consent.
We also want to find out who are the women who have been sterilized while in prison. Let's break them down by race, by economic situation, by age, by number of children they have.
Jackson says California law should ensure proper consent for sterilization.
One could argue almost by definition that being incarcerated takes away your ability to voluntarily consent.
There's a reason these sterilizations have caused such alarm. Alex Minna-Stern with the University of Michigan says California has a unique legacy of eugenics, a social philosophy that discourages reproduction of people with less desirable characteristics.
As a historian, I view this as the latest chapter in this long history.
Stern says a third of all involuntary sterilizations performed nationally under eugenics laws occurred in California, which repealed its law in 1979. Still, she says, the recent practice in prison has eugenic overtones.
Eugenics, as much as it was about hereditary control, it was also about social control. So it sought to control those and then deprive of their reproductive ability those who were identified as problem people in society. So those who were identified as sexually deviant, as, you know, a burden on the state, as morons, as feeble-minded.
But California prison officials say the medically unnecessary procedures stopped in 2010. Lawmakers hope an audit will prevent coerced sterilizations in the future. Pauline Bartolone, Capital Public Radio News.